Melora Hardin has wide-ranging passions as an artist, including acting, directing, dancing, writing, and singing. She plays Jan on the TV series The Office and has roles in a number of film and TV projects. At 13, she won a scholarship to study with the Joffrey Ballet Company in New York. She sang as Fantine in Les Miserables at the Hollywood Bowl, or made her feature film directorial debut in 2007 with the movie You, and has produced two albums of her writing and singing. Hello, Melora.
Hi.
With all that diversity, do you feel you're a different person when singing versus acting, and how do those energies interact?
You know, I do think that there are similarities in the sense that really the greatest singers are great actors, and
right.
And ultimately, you know, it's sort of another avenue of expression, but and it feels differently in the sense that, you know, it's sort of, you know, melodic vibration going through your body, and you know, it I guess there's something very kind of spiritual about it in a way, because you guess, I don't know, I kind of just experience kind of connection to God or the universe or whatever you might call it.
Uh-huh.
I guess through that kind of vibration.
And not so much with acting, you're saying?
Well, no, I do, but I mean, it's interesting because I did feel that my musical inclination and my musical gifts definitely came into play with my directing. I felt that the movie, you know, making the movie, especially editing it and putting it together, really has very songwriter-like qualities and very
uh-huh.
melodic kind of, you know, you kind of want the music of the movie to be right, so you're kind of trying to find the emotional music of the film and the story. And
yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, contradictory to what I said at the very beginning, I guess my point is they are all very similar. I guess
yeah.
that's what I'm trying to say in a
yeah.
kind of roundabout way, that I think they are, they're all different expressions, and they do feel different, which I guess was kind of your question. They do feel different, and they are definitely different, but they're also very similar. All those things, I think,
yeah.
are very similar.
Well, you've also commented about acting, that you have to be present and in the moment. Is that true of singing and directing as well? And
oh,
how,
yeah.
do you use any particular mental or spiritual practices?
Yeah, I mean, I think you do have to be very, you know, very focused, very present, and very kind of focused on whatever the, you know, whatever it is you're trying to portray, both as director in a film and as an actor and as a singer, you know, you're trying to get a message across, and when you're trying to get a message across, you have to be pretty clear on what the message is and then how you're planning on portraying that and how you're going to most effectively get that message heard
mm-hmm.
or seen or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It just came across a quote of Alanis Morissette, who commented, I quote, "I think anger is an incredible life force, and I'm proud of my own anger," unquote. In our earlier interview, you made a really intriguing comment about anger being, quote, "the best propeller for any kind of action."
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel that way? Do you find that's true in your work?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that I would probably refine that by saying harnessed anger.
Yeah.
I think that it has to be, there has to be some sense of connection to it for it to be productive. And that when people are not connected to their anger or their dissatisfaction, then it can just kind of run rampant in your life and ruin everything.
Yes.
So it's sort of like, it's sort of, I would say, a little bit of both. You know, it definitely needs to be harnessed or bridled somewhat. But then the great thing about art is that you can unharness it once you get in the arena of whatever your particular arena is. You know, if you have
yeah.
a character that you're working on, or you have a, you know, a song you're singing, or you can just sort of tap into that rage and let it loose within that very structured environment. So I think it's important that it be kind of a structured thing, but I think it can be very powerful and is very powerful and you know, certainly is probably at the root or base of everything. And I think the greatest love, the expression of the greatest love is, you know, the other end of that is an expression of the passion of anger or the passion of deep sort of sadness, and you know, and I think that you have to. I think if you're a passionate person, then you're pretty much connected to the rainbow of all that. You know.
You also, though, commented that you saw a lot of songwriters, particularly, who, quote, got caught in the trap of feeling like if they're not sad or mad or angry, they can't write in an inspired way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So do you see any particular transitions or shifts in your own writing that where you're more fueled by so-called positive feelings versus mad, sad, angry?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm, it's funny, you know, I think as a younger artist, I mean, in other words, I think there's no, there's nothing useful about suffering. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
There's nothing useful about that, and that doesn't create better art, even though there is a, I think there is sort of a misguided belief maybe by some, you know, artists that it does. I think it creates nothing good, and it's a waste of energy and a waste of time. So I would say, you know, that I very much connect, and like I was saying before, that for me, joy and anger are kind of synonymous.
Uh-huh.
And so I feel like I very, very much tap into the greatest joy, almost simultaneously as I might connect into my greatest sadness or dissatisfaction or anger or any of those things, that it's kind of one and the same.
Follow link in description to learn more.